How would you like to learn how to make high-performing investments in a simple way and how to turn $20 over the course of a longer period into million-dollar portfolios? Justin Kuiper will tell us how to do it, and he's the co-founder and CEO of OpenVest, a fintech platform giving everyday people access to high-performing investment strategies once reserved for the ultra wealthy. So Justin, tell us more about how it's possible for someone to start with as little as $20 or $200, an amount that most entrepreneurs can afford, and how can they leverage that small amount to, over the course of the longer period, to turn it into million-dollar portfolio.
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah. So what we've done essentially is we've built a platform that abstracts the complexity of the private equity and the hedge fund and all these sort that world into a simple, easy to use platform. So we're actually live in 11 US states right now, and then we're currently launching in India as well. But the idea is basically that anybody can simply go on the platform, and it's available for download both on the Apple iOS store and the Android Google Play store. And so any individual can go in, set up an account as they would at any brokerage platform, and once they're in, they have basically these dedicated options that all they have to do is go in and click on, and it shows you all of the information you would want to see there. So basically, the historical returns, the, you know, what you would have earned over certain periods of times, how much money you can invest in each portfolio. So again, as little as $300, any individual can start, and it's basically broken down this sort of high gated, high barrier to entry industry, and we've basically figured out using the appropriate regulation, technology, and finance methods to give people access on one platform.
Thank you. I think the issue with investing is that most people don't know what to invest in. So how do you correctly choose an investment that fits your investment profile, that fits kind of like your expectations in terms of the return? And also, how do you even know the accurate information that can get you the information that you need in order to make calculated risk decision over what to invest in? Like, and does the app offer those kind of that kind of information? If yes, how do people know that they can trust that as a guide towards, you know, putting their hard-earned money into it?
Right. So those are great questions. I'll address all of those right now. So to answer your last question first, in order to trust the platform, the good news is they can start with as little as $300. So what we're saying is, even if you don't trust us yet, just try it out and see how it works for you. Because what we've seen is that our initial users that have already used this over the past 2 to 3 months, they've put in subsequently more money because they've seen it work, and they see that we're charging a much, much lower cost. So we're not charging more than $3 per month for any individual account. It's a very, very low cost subscription. So those people can just try it out is the answer. Now, in terms of your question with regards to how do you know which risk profile and how to, the answer is based on a few simple questions that you're required to answer to set up the platform. We have a predetermined algorithm that recommends you default pre-filtered options on our platform. So our point is, even if you were twiddling your thumbs and clicking around on the platform, you could not possibly go wrong, because we're only presenting you filtered options for people that don't have the time, the expertise, or the knowledge to know how to play this game. And so essentially, that's what we're providing as a service on the platform.
So basically the options that you're offering in terms of investment, they are not just basically like everything you can invest in, but curated options for people to invest in that you have already, like your team has already looked at and said, yeah, these are the kind of options for investing that people have invested in over the last whatever time frame. And these are the kind of returns that have already happened for people who have done so. And this exactly. is how long they have kept this investment for. And therefore, if you keep this money for, I don't know, whatever time frame, you are likely to make around this and this, right? Is that the exactly. kind of information that is
exactly.
provided?
So what we show is, had you started, I mean, the platform's only been live for, like I said, 2-3 months at the most, but if you had used this 3 years ago, 5 years ago, meaning assuming from the same investment options we're giving you, you would see the returns are much higher than any brokerage platform in the world. So including your Fidelities, your Schwabs, your Barclays, your, you know, you can go country by country, sector by sector. What we are giving you is the dialed in, and then there are the dialed in outperformance using our proprietary knowledge that we're giving to the consumer for a much lower cost. The other point I will add, some people just want, for example, their utility bills paid or their rent or things like that. We also have very high dividend yielding options, so ranging anywhere from 6.5% to 9 up to 9.5%, and that's on an annualized basis. So there have been customers of ours that said, hey, I just want to earn higher in dividend yields. I don't really care about the upside as much, meaning for the risk trade-off, I'm happy to just put in large chunks of cash and sort of have that be. And so what I'm saying is those dividend yields are higher than your existing brokerages, whether it's Vanguard, whether it's Barclays, I take any bank, they're extracting a much larger fee just for even providing you the service. And most dividend yields are between 2-3% at the most, rare exceptions for other REITs and other performing things, but those tend to drop off in market value as well over time. Ours are giving you moderate appreciation plus a high dividend yield if that's an option that, meaning more income focused customers of our platform have started to use as well. So my answer is we do both. Yes.
Thank you. So tell us, how does this compare with, let's say, people who invest in stocks or any other kind of like investment options that are not, mm-hmm. You know, like stock type investments? How does this compare in terms of how much return you can make? Give us some mm-hmm. ranges of what you can make. Mm-hmm. Give us an example yeah. of a particular investment that you have on the platform, just
sure.
to get an idea.
Exactly. So currently we have 5 filtered options right now, and we'll be maybe expanding a few more at a time. But we're so basically over the last 3 years, you could have expected annualized returns anywhere from 30-40% in the long-term ones or more. So I think the lowest performing one was like a 40% annualized. So 120.42% was what you would have gotten. We've had others that have gotten a little over 200% or more in some of those filtered options. So I'd say 120 was the minimum, meaning that you, so on a 3-year period. On a 5-year, that would have been closer to 200%. So we say 30-40% annualized is what you can expect, just in terms of the returns on the longer performing ones. On the income focused ones, you get the closer to the, like I said, the 6.5-9.5% dividend yield, plus let's say anywhere from 10-15% annualized appreciation. So those are the types of returns you can expect. And again, the key thing is, you're not paying more than just a flat low-cost subscription. So in terms of the value that you're getting the outperformance, plus you get to keep actually what you're, you know, the value of what's appreciating in there. Unlike most institutional funds or, you know, even in real estate, in different REITs, or there's usually a management fee that they're taking out of your account. And sometimes there are intermediary fees and layers on top of that. So it's just a flat subscription cost to get access to the entire platform.
Thank you. So let's say someone would need to keep their money there for at least 3 years to see a good return.
No.
Or what about for someone who wants to keep their money in just for like 1 month? Is there any way they can like put in money, keep it for 1 month? And if mm-hmm. so, how much would they make roughly just for 1 month?
Yeah. I mean, so we don't restrict people from putting money in or out, meaning as long as they're, meaning in the locations that we're currently operating in, and obviously we're expanding at the moment as well, there's no sort of it's just the 2-3 day hold on terms of getting the liquid, but it's very, very liquid, like very short, very high liquidity, so users can come in and out as they want. I mean, obviously we encourage people to, you know, have some funds set aside just for longer term, just in general. But if they wanted to do that, they're welcome to do that as well. There's no restriction on that. So I think that's another key piece, is that in the sort of the private equity or the hedge fund world, sometimes in order to get the higher returns, there's more illiquidity. Here, we're actually giving you the liquidity through the platform as well, and you can withdraw within a 2 to 3 day time period.
Thank you. So, okay, let's take an example of someone who wants to keep their money in just for like 1 month. Mm-hmm. Imagine $1,000. How much could they make by putting the money in your platform?
Right, right. So again, so the returns we've shown are on the annualized basis. So, I mean, give or take, you know, again, we're just updating our proprietary information and our algorithms to give you the access. So what I would do is just take the annualized return, divide by 12, and that's a rough approximation of what you would get. So, you know, 30 divide anywhere from 2.5-3% or more in some months, depend, but on average that would be something, you know, just on a median basis. But you know, sometimes some months you'll get 6%, some months you'll get more than that, other months you might just make 1%, but on a 3 to 4 month time period, we're very confident you'll, you know, see at least double digit returns.
Thank you. So you would basically say that investors are encouraged to keep their money in at least for 1 year to see like a good return. And then
they don't have to. I mean, they don't have to. They're welcome to take it out again. But yes, I mean, I would suggest keeping money in for, I mean, at least a few months, if not more. But again, the idea is we're trying to provide the customer more value than what exists anywhere else, and we've managed to basically create a system within a platform to give users full access to that without having to, you know, sort of reach very, very high buy-in amounts that are required for the typical hedge fund or private equity or venture capital investment. And so we're just giving you the access at a much lower entry point and for a much lower cost.
Thank you. So would you say it's worth it for someone who is, let's say, I don't know, making $2,000 a month or something in terms of revenue? Would it be worth their while to just put like small amounts, like $300 or $500 a month into their into these investments so that over the longer period they could see a return versus keeping that in their bank account, easily accessible in their checking account, I mean, for their regular bills and so on?
Yes, exactly. I would actually even suggest that I would view this as almost a more liquid, meaning, a equivalently liquid version of your bank account. And so, I mean, even a wire transfer sometimes takes 1 to 2 business days. So at the most, you'll get your money back here in 2 to 3 business days. So it's effectively the same thing. And as long as you don't need that money for, meaning the next week's bill payment or something, I would effectively try and use something like this to grow your returns at a much higher rate, because that'll help you, even those smaller amount investors that can come in for as little as, again, it's $300 on the first investment. Subsequent investments, people can come in for as little as $20 if they want. So that's the, so anybody can start with these small amounts and just see how it works. And then once they get comfortable and they see how it's working, then they can, you know, put in more as they get more comfortable. But yes, we encourage people to even put in small amounts on a monthly basis or a bi-weekly basis. What we've seen is that the individuals that have done that so far, we've actually have recurring investment features as well, so that users can just set up an automatic sort of investment setup, so they don't have to keep coming back into the app and keep clicking and keep, you know, it's set up for them on a one-time basis.
Thank you. Tell us more about this very fascinating platform you've created, OpenVest, this fintech platform, giving the opportunity for everyday people to access high-performing investment strategies. What kind of incentivized you to create it, and what was your journey creating it?
Yeah. So my prior experience, I was working in New York in the sort of hedge fund and private equity world. I did my MBA at Columbia as well. And then basically what I realized is that, like, working in that industry, there was a very, very large gap between what basically the top 1% of the world has access to in terms of what they can invest in and what everybody else has access to. And usually a lot of this outperformance was structured or tailored for those specific individuals, but nobody tried to bridge the gap, right? And so on basically, this idea came about, that was the sort of the initial light bulb, was coming from industry experience. But then after that, what we noticed is nobody was really working on this type of platform. So the only other competitors or individuals offering competing services, all they're doing is mimicking an index and taking a fee for it. So like the S&P index or the Dow Jones or something, and they're charging a fee. So they're implicitly guaranteeing you underperformance just by using their platforms. So you can even think of, in the UK there's Revolut, in the US there's Acorns, and all kinds like that. But Betterment is another one. They're all doing the same thing. It's the exact same thing, just a different company name and the different, but it's the same service. What we've done here is we're the only actively managed platform, so we can make money both on the long and the short side. So we're basically structured like a hedge fund or a private equity firm that would pull these kinds of levers, and we're giving access to the consumer, again, for those much lower barriers to entry. So I think that's a very important point that, I guess really separates us from everyone else.
Thank you. How long would you say someone needs to spend in order to educate themselves on choosing out of the curated options that you have provided on the app, OpenVest, for investing?
Yeah. The good news is they don't have to spend that much time at all, because even upon signing up, with a few simple questions, we have an algorithm that even recommends them what to invest in. So even if a user had no idea where to start, we're giving them recommended options there. So we're giving two recommended options, and they can pick both or one, or meaning we give a longer term option and a shorter term option, and they can decide how they want to play it from there. But you really can't go wrong, even if you just, we do give the consumer full access to all of the opportunities, meaning right now there are just five. So it's not, there aren't so many that you can sort of lose your head. They can click around as they see. And again, all of the information is there, all the historical returns, all the information about these sort of different options. We provide that in a short description, in a description there as well. So if they click on the designated portfolio, as we'll call it, they can click into that and see the different levels of information there, all the details that they would need. But to answer your question, they don't have to spend much time at all, honestly, because it's already predetermined for them. It's pre-filled, it's recommended. So they can just walk through, and it's pretty simple.
Thank you. Who would you say this is for?
Yeah, so initially we're focusing on the retail market. So initially we targeted individuals between 20 and 35, but we've now, since we've been growing, we've seen a lot of different users. So basically any retail investor that just wants to make more money, bottom line, it's for them. And who wants to try something out that actually works, it's for them to try. So
thank you. From the investors that you've already had on the platform, what would you say is the most common investment amount that people tend to put in OpenVest?
Yeah, so most people start with, I would say, anywhere between, say, $500 or $1,000. The most common entries have been $500 and $1,000 just to start. And then what they've seen with that working, we've seen subsequent investments from those existing users of, anywhere from a few thousand up to 30,000. We've had some individuals start with 100,000. So it just sort of depends. But the initial users who just want to try it, the most common entries have been $500 or 1,000 is what we've seen.
Thank you. What else would you like people to know about the high performing investments made simple on OpenVest?
Yeah, I think ultimately our goal is just to be a customer-centric platform. So ultimately, we're putting the user first, right? Our goal is actually not to charge the user, meaning other than we're charging a very, very small amount to give access to this information that most people have to pay very high amounts for in some form, whether they're subscribing to a high net worth fund where they have to pay large fees to get access. We're giving access to people who just want a chance to basically grow their money at higher rates of return. And as we all know, like the compounded rates of return, especially over subsequent years, it really makes a dramatic difference in where you end up in your life, or just like the financial situation you end up in, just by virtue of making these right decisions, you know, now. So all we're trying to do is basically provide that to every user, everybody that, you know, can definitely see value in this. And we looked at the existing industries, meaning the existing mutual funds, the existing retail platforms, and we just didn't think they were serving the needs of the consumer, and it could be done in a much better way. So that's ultimately the message I would impart to people.
And can you tell us more about turning a $20, a $200 investment into a $1 million portfolio? How long it would take, do you think? And what kind of actions in terms of compounding would be required to make this happen?
Yeah, so a compounding metric I would use is like, you can expect basically a 20% compounded rate of return will usually get you about a 6x return over a 10-year time period, and over a 5-year it's more than a 3x. So think of multiples along that framework, and then, you know, if you started with just $200, I mean, obviously, as long as you kept putting in small amounts like $200, then it will happen. Meaning, as long as you sustain this over even a 10 or a 15 year period, I think you can still get there, but it would require this, you know, the monthly $200 deposits. Because what you'll see is that, especially in the back half of the compounding years, the slope of the return goes like vertically up, meaning you earn much more in the back half of the year. So let's say you invested for 10 years, you'll earn much more in years 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 than you would have in years 1 through 5, like just the nature of compounding. But I would use that as a benchmark. So meaning you can make anywhere from, you know, 3x or on a 5-year, or 6x on a 10-year basis with the options we have now. Those are, you know, approximately tied to those returns. That's what you can expect.
Thank you so much. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yeah, so we have a Twitter handle as well. So at OpenVest1, that is one place. We have a website as well. So it's openvest.co. And if we are not available in your state or country, you can actually click on the wait list there where it says get access soon. And you can just put your name, your email, and your phone number, and we'll let you know the minute we're live in your designated location. So yeah, if you're not in one of those locations, meaning you can't download and access on the App Store or the Google Play Store and register, that's how I would suggest contacting us.
Thank you. Can I ask you, in terms of high-performing investments, what are some considerations that generally you consider investors should think about?
That's a good question. So meaning in terms of where to invest their money or like what do you...
What are the kind of considerations that you think investors should consider when it comes to like investing in something that will yield them high returns? What are the kind of things they need to think about?
Yeah. So one thing we've noticed with our initial customers is like people who are planning for a goal, whether it's retirement, right? Whether it's funding a child's education, whether it's paying for a house. What we've seen is that the high performing returns we've delivered, right, and will are, you know, fully on pace to continue to deliver. We think that's something that people should use because it makes the most sense in terms of the value that they're getting for the price they're paying. So if there's one thing I would tell people to consider, it's really that, like what value do you expect to earn or do you want to earn that you're ultimately not getting now from the existing options that, you know, basically a platform like ours can provide directly to the user?
Thank you. Tell us more about your personal success. What would you say are the rules that guided your success so you can become a really successful investor?
That's a good question. I would say that ultimately, it's a lot of little steps that basically create a bigger picture, right? Meaning on a daily basis, it's just having consistency, having discipline, reading a lot, like a lot of different, you know, whether it's news sources, books, biographies from people who've played this game well before I have, learning the lessons of history, as well as the changing macro and micro dynamics of the world. I think it just takes a knowledge base that is absorbed over many days and even, you know, just hours of learning, right? Like any sort of profession or any game, in order to be an expert, it takes, I think it's the Malcolm Gladwell book, takes about 10,000 hours. But to develop that, I think it's just taking small steps every day in achieving your goals. And so that's ultimately what we've done here. We did not necessarily have a blueprint for how to build this platform, because there were other considerations, like making sure we were tying in with the regulations appropriately to make sure, like, how do we give access to the users, but at the same time make sure that we're not violating any sort of, you know, SEC government rules or any state laws in providing this access. So a lot of it is just sort of learned over time, but I would say just by taking small measurable steps every day, that's a good way to approach any level of.
Thank you. Do you have any commandments when it comes to investing that you follow, regardless of where you invest?
Yes. Rule number one would be don't lose money. And rule number two would be follow rule number one. So those are probably the first two that come to mind. The other one is always taking into account what the data is telling you. So a lot of times meaning make sure that the data is correct, but once you evaluate that, don't override that with your personal judgments or feelings. That's where things, I've seen other investors go wrong by, you know, sort of taking their human biases into account. Number four is always evaluate risk. I think that's just, you know, and doing that along different planes, not just, oh, okay, this looks safe now, but it might change later. Meaning you have to have a sort of evolving, always adapting risk framework. What else? I guess in terms of commandments, I think playing the long game is always we encourage people to play the long game. So I always tell people, if they're looking to invest and ultimately achieve those longer term outcomes, play the long game, don't play the short game. But you know, maybe that's more of a personal preference, but yeah.
Thank you. It sounds to me like you're following a lot of the Warren Buffett rules.
A few of them. Yeah. So obviously he's been, a great mentor. So what we've asked ourselves is, if Warren Buffett were in his, you know, 20s, early 30s, early to mid 30s today, what would he be investing in now? Right? Because that's sort of the answer that nobody has really figured, or at least talked about. Everybody tries to copy what he did, but 50 years ago, right? That was a completely different world and a completely different market. Now, I'm saying take the lessons he's taught and figure out how to apply that in the 21st century.
Thank you. Tell us, it's okay. I already asked you about where you can be contacted. So it's okay. We're good here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.